My name is Deb Stewart, and I'm known as Scooter Girl on the Great Vic Ride at the moment.
Because you are riding a scooter of sorts, although it's not your normal-looking scooter. Just describe your bike to us.
Okay, it's actually, you're right, it's not a scooter. It's actually called a kick bike, and the sport is called foot biking. And the particular model that I'm riding on the ride at the moment is called the kick bike, and it has a big 26-inch wheel on the front and a 16-inch wheel on the back. And then it's got like a plate in the middle that you stand on. I've got full brakes, front and rear, and goes really fast down the hills, which is great.
It almost looks to me like a penny farthing in reverse.
Yes, actually people do often say, you're on a penny farthing, but where are the pedals? Yeah. Where's the seat?
So just explain to us how you came by this.
Well, actually through my husband. He's the Australian champion in foot biking. Yep, and so next year a group of foot bikers will go over to Italy and compete in the world championships. So there weren't a lot of women in the sport at the time, so I got roped into it. And I haven't looked back since.
How big a sport is it?
In Australia, it's only a bubby sport. It's only just started. But over in Europe, it's getting fairly big, especially in the Netherlands, where they have the kick sled racing and the dog sled racing. Cross-country skiing, it's like an off-season tool that they've used. Well, what's happening now in Australia, a lot of people using it, triathletes, because it's sort of midway between running and cycling. Hmm. So it's just getting that nice like transition between the two.
Now, why the big front wheel as well? What advantage does that give you?
Speed.
Right.
Yeah, because they use it for a lot of sprinting, although they do a fair bit of marathon as well, but it's really for sprint racing. So I guess you could call it really a racing scooter.
Why would you not have a big back wheel then?
Because you'd kick it. You need to be able to almost go into a lunge as you kick backwards to get like full momentum, your whole body weight behind it, propelling you forward, and you would definitely whack either your bottom or your shin on the wheel.
Now, it has some normal bike handlebars or normalish looking bike handlebars. Mm-hmm. How comfortable is this?
Actually, very comfortable. I've actually modified, I put some bar ends on the end of this one, and I've modified and put some gel cushioning on there and put the hand wraps over it. But there's like they have like mountain bike kick bikes as well, and they have the bar ends and shocks, the whole works. So it's basically what comes in a cycle can be modified and created in the kick bike as well, or the foot bike.
Now, it's still up to you, of course, though, to propel it along.
Yes.
And to push it.
Yes.
These are long distances. How's that going?
Really well, yep. With the kicking technique, on the flat is more difficult for me and a lot of the kick bikers. The reason being is because on a cycle, you can just continue to spin your legs and sort of relax and just follow your momentum. But on the kick bike, you have to keep pushing constantly. On the uphills, which we had a fair few of them today, I actually like the uphills. Reason being is because you just like, with a bike, you go into a granny gear, and which is your smallest cog there. We actually modify our kick, so we lift our knee higher, and it's a much shorter kick, just like the granny gear. And going downhill, you just tuck down really low, and you go really fast. That's why I like the downhills. I'm enjoying the ride so far. Yeah.
But you're still sort of, I mean, anyone who's ridden a scooter, you still have to do that sort of bending thing, don't you? Does that get a bit much after a while?
At first, it did, but then your body seems to adapt. Similar to a bike, you might get off the bike and go, oh, my lower back, oh, my butt, you know, my quads, my thighs, that type of stuff. Well, the first few times you get off the kick bike, you go, that was exhausting and my legs are tired from a constant squat because you squat raise. And it's actually your supporting leg that gets tired. People assume it's your kicking leg, but that's just tapping the ground, propelling, pushing when you're going uphill. But with the supporting leg, you're actually lifting your heel slightly, so you're pushing forward with that supporting leg.
Right.
So it's actually doing all the work, or most of the work.
Now, just having a quick look, both your legs look pretty much the same to me. Do you have a favourite supporting and kicking leg?
Yes, I do. My right leg's my favourite supporting leg. But you do have to change, otherwise, as you said, you end up with a huge leg and a really skinny leg. So some people wait, say, 2 to 3 kicks. Some people will change after 6. I just change when one leg is going to die. I just go, okay, time to change over.
course, you must be possibly the only person on this ride then who doesn't have padded pants. So there's one thing you don't have to buy, I suppose.
That's right. I call it the duck bum look. So it's nice, yeah.
So what sort of speeds are you getting up to on this then?
Yeah.
I notice you've got a little computer there.
Yep. On this ride, we'll probably average about, I'd say, 17 to 18 kilometres an hour. But usually over like 100k distance, I usually average about 20 kilometres an hour. But there are the guys who do the sport as well here in Australia, they're sitting on about 26 kilometres over 100 kilometre distance. Mm. So they're a fair bit faster than me. Mm. And then the Europeans are sitting on much more than that as well. But they've had the sport a lot longer than what we have, so we're still catching up.
Do you get the sense that it is growing, that people are not just asking, but are also curious to try it?
Yeah. Well, popped over to the Good Oil because they put me, I think they're going to put a profile of me on one of the things. They were, can we have a go? It's like fighting off all these offers to have a go on it. And actually, even getting here to meet with you, I kept getting stopped by people who were curious about it. Yeah, and they wanted to know how you would use it in your ordinary everyday life, because often you get asked, is it because of an injury? And some people do use it for that, like knee injuries, or they've come off a bike, you know, busted ribs, that type of stuff, just like to take that bit of impact off that, you know, that central area there. I think it will grow, and the kids love it. Like you're cycling down the street on it, and then your kid will yell out sexy, and you go, oh, I must look good today, and then you realize they're actually talking about the kick bike.
Well, of course, scooters are enormously popular in the past few years, haven't they? And, you know, pretty much every kid has a scooter these days, so I guess this is, you know, it's the adult version, isn't it? Did you have one when you were little?
Yes, I did, yep. Not those scary little Razor scooters that are out there these days. They are scary. As a kid, we did have scooters. There is a child's version of this that's got the full brakes and that call. I think it's, I can't remember offhand what it is called. But we've got a few juniors who actually race on that as well. And one little guy in particular we want to take across to Italy with us because we think he might have a fairly good chance when he goes over there. Yeah.
Now, when you go over there, then, what are you? You're competing?
Yep, going to compete. Yep. Just try.
What sort of events?
There's a 1 kilometre sprint, which I probably won't do as well as some of the other women, because some of them are so big, especially in their leg area. Like, their thighs are the size of my waistline. They're just huge and really, really strong. But I might have a better chance over a longer distance, because I prefer longer distance to the shorter distance.
What sort of speed would we be talking about for a 1 kilometre sprint?
Oh, they're sitting on... The women are sitting around 24 kilometres an hour. The guys, some of them are 30... 31, yeah, they're the real ones.
So let me do some bad maths in my head, which is not very good. So they'd be doing a kilometre in, what, about just under three minutes, maybe?
Yeah,
2.5 minutes, does that sound right?
That's right. Oh, yeah, now you're testing me, but I'll just agree with you.
It's dangerous, very dangerous. This, is 550 kilometres that we're doing for this ride. What's the longest you've ever ridden on this?
120. Yeah, that was in a training ride. So I've done the distances, the daily distances that we're doing, but my challenge is going to be consecutive. So one day, like, we've got the 100 and then we've got the 97. That will be my challenge. So, but, you know, you don't know till you try, and that's why I'm here.